USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will make his first address to a joint session of Congress in a primetime speech tonight. Biden will lay out his policy vision as he prepares to end his first 100 days in office. Republican Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina will be in the spotlight tonight as he will be giving the rebuttal to Biden's speech. On Tuesday, the CDC recommendations for wearing face masks outdoors was revised. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying fully vaccinated people can gather in small crowds without masks outdoors. Johns Hopkins Hospital Dr. Marty McCrary tells Fox News, "We could have had this information made available to us a long time ago." As COVID-19 vaccinations are now widely available, the push is on to vaccinate folks. McCrary also saying we need to quit shaming unvaccinated Americans. USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
President Biden is tapping a man to lead an agency he once refused to work with.
President Biden has tapped Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to head the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gonzalez is the current sheriff of Harris County, the most populous county in the state of Texas. Gonzalez had been a vocal critic of the previous administration's immigration policies, pulling his department from a federal program to offer assistance to ICE in apprehending and deporting illegal immigrants. He also opposed legislation in Texas that would have required local law enforcement to determine the immigration status of individuals in their custody. If the Senate confirms Gonzalez, it would be the first time that the agency has had a Senate-confirmed director since January of 2017. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide today if schools can punish students for what they say off campus. The court will hear the case of a former Pennsylvania cheerleader who was kicked off her squad after giving the middle finger on Snapchat and using the F word. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as President Biden plans to lay out his $1.8 trillion proposal that includes new spending on child care, education, and paid leave, and extensions of some tax breaks in his primetime address on Wednesday. The president plans to pay for all this new spending by raising taxes on those who make over $400,000 a year and raising capital gains taxes. Shark Tank co-host, investor, and entrepreneur Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, tells CNBC raising taxes on those who create jobs is not a good idea.
The problem is, Andrew, you have to ask what issue are we trying to solve. You may argue that the wealthy don't pay enough tax, but the wealthy create all the jobs in America. How many jobs has Bill Gates created? How many jobs have giant entrepreneurs that have been successful created in America? A majority of the jobs, and we need those people. We don't want them going anywhere else. The fact is that any time you try and create friction and do something that would cause them to look elsewhere to employ their capital, that's a huge mistake. And then you haven't even touched on the philanthropic endeavors, including Cooperman, that have given collectively billions of dollars back into society.
And finally, the NFL draft set to take place Thursday night in Cleveland, Ohio. The Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.